Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good, 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 good. So I always like to start with a video. It's only 16 seconds long, but it's a really good one. So let's show that one.
Admiral Stockdale, your opening statement, please, sir.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Poor Admiral Stockdale. I always feel like opening with his words is important when you might be asking that question yourself. Who am I? Why am I here? Right? So who am I? But first, you know, it's really interesting because actually this is one of the most misunderstood moments in political history. This is all we remember from that vice presidential debate. I challenge you to tell me otherwise, if you can remember anything anybody else said there. And he, of the three men on stage, was really the most impressive, had a really impressive resume, most of it in service and unimaginable sacrifice for his country. But he'd struggled to define himself or at least make himself well known as what the hell he was actually doing up there running for vice president. So who am I? Why am I here? Okay, so who am I? Eighth generation rabbi. So it's basically the family business. Born in the U.S., grew up in Israel, served in leadership positions in three different continents, once was Orthodox, now I'm a secular Jew. What I do most of the time is I'm the development and communications director of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, and so basically that means I don't do any real work. I just tell you about it and demand you pay for it. So my role is to strengthen MDHA as the backbone organization for Dallas' homeless response system, as well as the system itself through fundraising, messaging, and relationship building. Now, in this presentation, I draw on my background. Rabbis serve the community, and so even though I no longer serve Jewish institutions, as my dad says, you can take the rabbi out of the synagogue, but you can't take the synagogue out of the rabbi. So that's just who I am. And why am I here? Right, so that's who I am. Why am I here? Well, I could even ask further, like, why do I do what I do? Why do I try to end homelessness? So here's why. Because the home is the foundation for everything. And without a home, you cannot address any other issues. Now close your eyes. I'm serious. Yeah, close your eyes. I want you to imagine. Let's go to the next slide, which none of you will be able to see because your eyes are closed. I want you to imagine we could end homelessness. So not just help individuals, not just manage homelessness, imagine we could eradicate it. Imagine we could make this intractable social ill thing of the past. So you can open your eyes and you look at this guy, and this guy was homeless. There he is in his home. Now you might say, David, that's a fantasy. I mean, come on. Homelessness has always been with us. It will always be with us. I want you to think again. Because there are times in our history, fairly recently in fact, that if I had told you we would eradicate slavery or segregation or Indian removal or institutional anti-Semitism, you might think me a fabulist. Yet, here we are. We have eradicated those social ills. So, next slide. What do we mean and what do we not mean? We do not mean no one ever becomes homeless. Unless we adopt the Soviet-style economy where we assign apartments to people, there's going to be churn in the economy, and there are going to be people that, because of that churn, become homeless. What we do mean is that homelessness rarely happens, so we prevent it wherever possible. When it does happen, it's extremely brief. We rehouse those people as soon as possible. And it never happens to that person again. This is what we call rare, brief, and non-recurring. That's kind of our motto. Because it's really important to remember that the modern homelessness crisis that you see that seems like it's always been with us is really just 40 years old. So how do we do that? How do we end homelessness? It's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you. How do we end homelessness? Okay, that's a good idea. It's a lot simpler than that. Looking for a simple answer. One person at a time, okay. Let's go to the next slide. Put them in a home, house them, right? So we end homelessness by housing people. See, it wasn't a trick question at all. Just simple. We house folks who are experiencing homelessness. Now, for some folks, that's all we need. Now, there are other folks that might need us to throw in a few services to assist them. But it's really important to emphasize that research and common sense align in this case. That doesn't always happen. In this case, it does. If someone does not have a home, you house them, and you're sitting. That's good. They're no longer homeless. Right? That's all we need to do. And that's the beauty of homelessness. Okay, that sounds weird. Let's try that again. That's the beauty of ending homelessness. It may be hard, but it's not at all complicated. There are problems in our society that we don't know how to solve. There are problems in our society that demand complex solutions. There are problems in our society that demand huge and sweeping change. Fortunately, homelessness is not one of those. We know exactly what to do, we know how to do it, and we've done it for numerous people. Here's a very recent example from this last summer. I'm going to simplify it a little, but just a little. I'm giving you like 95% of what went into it. So we decided in the homeless response system in Dallas and Collin counties to challenge ourselves as a system, challenge our providers, and challenge the community and house 100 homeless veterans in 100 days. Okay, 100 homeless veterans in 100 days. Let's see how we did. Let's go to the next slide. So we didn't actually house 100 veterans in 100 days. We housed 140 veterans in 100 days. And here's what we did. I need you to follow this very carefully, okay? We got them to the VA. VA verified their status, okay? Next step, DHA, used to be Dallas Housing Authority, but kind of like Kentucky Fried Chicken is now KFC, or IHOP is just IHOP. They're DHA. I don't know. I don't understand rebranding, but whatever. It made sense. So DHA then gave them housing vouchers. Step three, VA and DHA helped them find and rent apartments with those vouchers. Step four, there is no step four. See? Because again, it's not complex. It's really simple. So why have we not ended homelessness yet for all veterans? For that matter, all children. For that matter, all families. For that matter, period. Why have we not ended homelessness? Again, not a rhetorical question. Why have we not ended homelessness? If it's that simple, why haven't we done it? Money. What's that? Somebody just has to do it. Okay, these are good answers. No political will. Yeah.
It doesn't work. Projects don't work.
Projects don't work.
Too many homeless people together in one place.
Oh, okay. Maybe true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's data in either way. But the main thing is we have not decided to do it. There's a lack of political will. We just haven't decided to do it. It's just not a priority in our society. It's just not a priority. Do you know what is a priority? I'll show you what is a priority. Let's take a look at the next slide. Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? Look at that thing. Now, it holds 4,500 people, which is very interesting because at any one time in Dawson and Collin counties, there are about 4,500 people that are homeless. So we could actually house all of the homeless people in Dallas on this one aircraft carrier. Now, this is a CVN-78, which is the newest type of aircraft carrier. This one specifically is the USS Gerald Ford. I'm sorry, I know, you know, we're all about peace and love and understanding, but I mean this is a marvel of human design. I love it. What did that cost? No Googling. I'm watching you. No Googling. How much did it cost? Anybody know?
$6 billion?
$300 billion. Oh, come on, not that much. $14 billion and counting? That's pretty. Who said 14? 14 is pretty close. Yeah, let's take a look at how much it cost. Okay. So $13.5 billion. Now, it's important to emphasize that annually, the main program that ends homelessness is $2.3 billion. Right? So that shows you what our priority is. By the way, do you know how many aircraft carriers we have now in service? Anybody know?
Nine.
Very close. 11. Do you know how much the rest of the world has? 11. Now, I need to be totally straight with you because somebody's going to find out that I didn't share this with you. Do you remember how worried you felt for a few months in 2017? Because we had retired a previous aircraft carrier and the USS Gerald Ford was not yet in service. Now you know why you felt so weak during those few months. Because the rest of the world had combined more aircraft carriers than we did. You know what else is a priority here? Let's get a little bit closer to home. Let's see, next slide. What's really important to us? Oof. Does anybody recognize this? Allen. Yeah. This is the home of the Eagles? Yeah, it says Eagles. The Allen Eagles. Okay, no Googling again. Does anybody know how much this cost? $60 million. Very good. $60 million. People here read the news and have good memories. That's wonderful. $60 million. Okay. $60 million. Okay. So now take a look at this. $60 million for Eagle Stadium and for ending homelessness. Again, the main program that's $2.3 billion for the country is about $17.5 million. But see, this is deceiving. I'm deceiving you. Because that's federal money. Okay? That's federal money. That's not Allen money. Eagle Stadium is just for Allen. That ending homelessness number is for all of Dallas and Collin County, right? And that's federal money. So I can't really tell you how much Allen actually puts into ending homelessness of their own money. I suspect it's very low. And I'm not picking on Allen. I live in Frisco, right? What we did was we said, nah, why build our own stadium? Let's write Jerry Jones a check. And that's how we'll improve our economy in Frisco, right? So we're probably worse. So that's our priorities. Okay, so how do I still have hope? Why do I still have hope? Let's take a look at the next slide. The Americans will always do the right thing after they've exhausted all the alternatives. Okay, wait a minute. Tom? I think Tom changed the picture. Is that because that's not Winston Churchill, is it? Okay, anybody know who that is? It's Abba Ibn. Because actually Winston Churchill never said that. People think it's one of the most popular quotes from Winston Churchill. He never said it. Actually, nobody ever said that. You know, people who research this think that it originated with Abba Ibn's quote in 1967. Abba Ibn was probably the most famous Israeli diplomat of his time. He was known as the man who could talk for an hour without saying anything. And he said, "Men and nations behave wisely when they have exhausted all other resources." Okay, so basically the same thing. He's just more generalizing it. So there are a lot of things that, this is what I started with, right? Is that we try lots of different solutions, but eventually we do arrive at the right thing. So, again, slavery, segregation. I don't think I mentioned before women's suffrage. Think about that one, too. It's only been 100 years. Not even 100 years. And institutional anti-Semitism. These are all things that we tackled. These are all things that we ended. We had to exhaust all the alternatives first, right? So for about 40 years, we've been exhausting lots of alternatives. And eventually, hopefully, if we make it a priority, because what it does boil down to is one of the other answers here, from political will flows money. Now, money's not enough, because you can have all the money in the world, right? And you still, if you don't build housing with it, or you don't do it the right way, and as gentlemen pointed out here, sometimes there's some problems with having projects concentrated in one place, right? So you got to do it the right way. But really what it boils down to is We've got to house people. So how do we get there quicker? So let's take a look at the next slide. So what can you do? I'm going to break it down for you. So support your local homeless response system. Because here's what we do. And I'm not going to tell you every homeless response system does it this way. We do what works, not what we hope will work or what we think will work. Okay? A lot of times there are providers out there in the homelessness fighting arena that do what they hope will work or what they think will work. We don't do that. It's actually interesting. This is one of the only areas in life where good intentions, people think that good intentions will substitute for best practices. Right? We don't do that with, like, I don't know, heart surgery, right? But with social services, it's like, that person has good intentions. So let's let them try to solve that problem. So ask us who is doing which and use some common sense too. So if somebody says to you, I'm ending homelessness by, I'm just throwing out something, this is totally random. I'm ending homelessness by helping people find Jesus. Okay, so say, how does that? Are you housing them? Nope. Just helping them find Jesus. And that's how they're going to end their homelessness. So just use some, ask some questions. Say, but how? How does that work? Right? Okay. Help the homeless build networks. So one of the reasons, when we really get down to it, that people fall into homelessness is because we don't really have a safety net in our country to speak of. If they don't have an adequate social network, they can fall into homelessness. So there are things specifically houses of worship can do. There's a program called Room in the Inn. You can look it up or you can ask me later. I'll tell you more about it. And also, here's an idea that Cherith Israel, the large conservative congregation in Dallas, is doing. And that is they decided they're going to end one person's homelessness. Just one. Right? Just one. Do you know how many churches there are, houses of worship there are in Dallas and Collin County? About 1,500. Now, some of them are small, some of them are big, right? And do you know how many unsheltered homeless people there are in Dallas and Collin County? About 1,500, right? I'm not good at math. But I think there's a solution there, right? So they just decided we're going to adopt one homeless person. We're not going to publicize it a whole lot. They don't talk about it a lot. You go on their website, you'll see it. They haven't done a whole lot of publicity because they're trying to figure out how to do it the right way, and then they're going to, publicize it more. They're on to their second person, by the way. Okay. Here's the parts that I might be making you uncomfortable, but that's okay. Advocate for more housing from all sources, government and non-government. So ask your local government, how much are you putting into ending homelessness? And be very careful, because they might tell you, we're putting in this amount, and say, okay, where does that come from? And they might say, it's money the federal government gives us. And say, okay, how much, but aside from that, like, how much of your money are you putting into it? And if you hear of a foundation that you're fond of, also say to them, how much are you investing in ending homelessness? So advocate for more housing. Okay, here's the painful part, right? But it's just painful because people don't have the data. Advocate for more housing in your neighborhood. Because housing the homeless, here's what housing the homeless doesn't do. Okay, this is so I can answer the question before it comes up. It doesn't lower property rates. There have been numerous studies about this. And it doesn't increase crime. Again, numerous studies about this. There's actually a few studies that point to the fact that it will increase your property rates. And there are studies that point to the fact that the merchants in your area will start getting a lot richer. Because guess what rich people do with their money? Invest it. Guess what poor people do with their money? They spend it. Exactly. And advocate for a different system. Honestly, my goal is to work my way out of a job. Okay? There is no reason that we should have a homeless response system that is as large as it is today. The reason we have to have that is because we really have no real safety net in this country. Okay? They're, you know, if you go to Scandinavia, they're primarily dealing with chronically homeless people, right? The regular kind of homelessness that you don't really see because you don't really notice it doesn't really exist that much in countries with real safety nets. So advocate for a different system, one where we can help folks not only escape homelessness, but escape poverty too. Now, I know you can do this. And when I say you, I mean the community. Because it's really not that hard. Like I said, it's not complex. I was in a meeting with a bunch of funders, and I say somebody who should know better, but honestly, I mean, we have this misconception in this country that because somebody's loaded, it means they're smart. And I mean, we're not. I don't want you to lose your tax status. But Tom referenced stuff I put up on Facebook. I mean, there is no reason anymore to think that just because somebody's rich, it means they're smart. If the current climate has not proved that to you, just give up at this point. Just give up. I mean, specifically, you know, we get our funding from HUD, and I would never say anything wrong about HUD itself, but all I'm going to say is that the phrase, "it ain't brain surgery," is not something we use anymore in the homeless response system. So, anyway, it's very, very simple. It's so simple even a child can understand it, so we'll end with Winnie the Pooh. Okay, let's go for Winnie the Pooh. "I've been thinking," said Pooh, "you have a house." Right? Piglet. "And I have a house. And they are very good houses. And Christopher Robin has a house. And Owl and Kanga and Rabbit have houses. And even Rabbit's friends and relations have houses or some things. But poor Eeyore has nothing. So what I've been thinking is, let's build him a house." "That," said Piglet, "is a grand idea." Thank you all for listening.